As the state of Alaska takes the lead in the effort to build a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope, it finds itself taking responsibility for what would be one of the largest, most complex projects in the world. The man in charge is Keith Meyer, the new president of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. This week, Alaska's Energy Desk is digging into the pipeline project, its history, current status, and perhaps its future. In part three of our series, Pipeline Promises, Rachel Waldholz introduces us to the man with the plan.
To hear Keith Meyer tell it, this gas line project should not be that hard.
Good morning, everyone.
Back in June, when Meyer was about 2 weeks into his new job as head of the state gas line corporation, he was called up to testify before lawmakers. And he said it's always puzzled him that Alaska's gas line has had so much trouble getting off the ground.
Yes, it's a big project. It's not the biggest pipeline. It's not the highest pipeline. It's not the largest diameter pipeline. It's not the largest LNG plant.
It's not an engineering problem at all, he said.
And on this project, I think where it suffers is not technical complexity. It's the paperwork.
That's right. The project that has eluded the state and some of the world's largest oil companies for some four decades is a paperwork problem. That take left many people wondering, who is this guy?
So I consider myself a gas guy.
Meyer spent 35 years working on pipeline and natural gas projects. He has a vaguely 1950s vibe, salt and pepper hair, hipster glasses. He says things like neat and by golly. He says he's known about the Alaska project since the very first day of his career, back in 1980.
And I remember at that time thinking, as a young buck in the industry, wow, that is a neat project. You know, someday I might get to work on a project like that. So I was thrilled at the opportunity to be the one to bring it home.
And Meyer comes across as supremely confident that he can bring it home. But he inherited a project in flux. Earlier this year, Alaska's three partners, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, told the state they likely wouldn't move the project forward on the expected timeline. The state decided to take over, which puts Meyer in charge. His first task is tackling the project's Achilles heel, its price tag. As he told the legislature,
right now it's high cost. So now our focus has to be on how do we get the cost reduction? How do we get the cost down?
Meyer says that means reimagining the project's financing. The existing project is pretty easy to understand. The state is in a four-way partnership with the oil companies. Each party puts up their $10 to $15 billion and voila, project financed. But with our partners headed for the exits, how does Alaska finance the project on its own? Meyer says we don't have to. He wants the state to quit acting like a deep-pocketed oil major and start acting like a scrappy pipeline company. You don't pay for the project yourself. You bring in outside investors. You put together a deal. That's what he means by paperwork.
So this is significantly different than the way it was done. However, It's very similar to the way most of the pipelines in the U.S. have been built, and also the way most of the LNG facilities now have been built.
Essentially, the state goes out and secures customers. That might be utilities in Japan that want to buy gas. And if the state can sign long-term contracts with those customers, it basically takes those contracts to the bank, using it to secure loans or investors for the first stage of the project. Once construction is underway, other third-party investors might want a piece of it. Pension funds, insurance companies, infrastructure investors. If that all sounds pretty complicated, well, it is. But Meyer has some experience in this. His calling card in the natural gas world is his work on Cheniere Energy's Sabine Pass import terminal in Louisiana. Gregory Zuckerman is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
Keith played a huge role in one of the more important players in the this remarkable period for energy for the country and the world. He was part of this effort to import natural gas when it seemed like the country needed it.
Zuckerman wrote about Cheniere Energy in his 2013 book, The Frackers. He says Cheniere managed to do pretty much what Meyer's proposing in Alaska. It didn't own any gas, it didn't have deep pockets, but it locked in contracts with big companies that wanted space in its terminal and used those contracts to go out and get financing to build the project. He says Meyer gets part of the credit for that.
He was among the people that made some of the best, concluded some of the best agreements and contracts for Cheniere, according to people close to the matter. So he would be a pretty good person to pull that off. The challenge, obviously, is that these are really expensive projects, and the energy business, as we've learned over the last few years, can change dramatically.
That's what happened to Cheniere. The Sabine Pass project was put together in the mid-2000s when the U.S. thought it was facing an energy shortage. Then the fracking boom swamped the gas market. Cheniere's value plunged. The company only saved itself by turning its import project into an export project. By then, Meyer had left the company. So how similar are these two projects? Well, Sabine Pass was a lot smaller. Kind of like the difference between financing a Kia and a Tesla.
But you've never put together sort of something on this scale in terms of a deal of project financing, you know, in the $40 billion range.
No one has. Right. So I certainly would not claim to either.
Let's just pause for a moment to make sure you caught that. No one has ever put together financing on this scale for a project like this. Meyer says he's under no illusions about the challenges. Alaska's project is big. It's expensive. He's confident there's a growing market for natural gas, but there are a lot of projects competing to fill that space. But he says if we wait, the competition is only going to get worse.
What I really want to see is recognizing that we're fighting with, you know, some of the biggest companies in the world, some, you know, big countries for supply, and by golly, we got to get out there and fight for this Alaskan project.
Keith Meyer, at least, believes it's a fight Alaska can win. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from the skeptics of the governor's gas line plan with the final story in our series, Pipeline Promises.